This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Bell's Best Brown Ale, which is a Category 10C American Brown Ale. Taking a look at it, it's a medium brown color. It's got a moderate-sized light tan head, and looks slightly hazy. Let me put a light on it and see. Yeah, it's got some haze in there. I wonder if it's like yeast floating in it. I think it's a bottle conditioned beer. So I'll take off for the haziness. It's a 2 overall then for appearance. Smelling it, surprisingly neutral. It's got a mild, grainy, nutty, toasty malt character. Very light esters, a little bit of alcohol, maybe a background earthiness of hops, but it's subtle. I guess a general impression of dryish malt, like a light toast. It's clean. I'm just expecting a little bit more acknowledgement of malt and hops in the nose, so I will give it a 10. Tasting it, it's got a moderately high malt flavor. I wish some of that was in the nose. It's nutty, toasty, lightly chocolatey, with a grainy dryness in the finish. It has medium-low esters, medium to medium-high bitterness. Otherwise, it's pretty clean. I'm getting very little caramel. Most of the malt flavors are nutty, chocolatey. I guess medium to medium-low hop flavor, earthy. In the balance, it's a generally malty beer. Hops are apparent in the palate and in the finish, but they never really overshadow the malt. It's really nice to get the sort of nutty, toasty, chocolatey flavors in a brown ale, and I do get sufficient bitterness to know that it's an American-style brown ale. Everything's really very clean. I like the intensity and the freshness of the flavors, so I'll give it an 18. The mouthfeel. It's got a medium body, medium-high carbonation, just a hint of alcohol. Nothing really noticeable. It's smooth but a little bubbly. Not really getting any other palate sensations. All those are within in range, so I'll give it a 5. So overall, it really does have a wonderful flavor. The toasty, nutty flavors and dry finish really help it help the drinkability. It has plenty of bitterness to balance. The little chocolatey quality is nice in a brown ale. It's especially in conjunction with the nuttiness. The caramel is pretty low. This is sort of a different interpretation of the style that takes it drier, because the lack of caramel and sort of malty sweetness means the dry flavor sort of lasts throughout the palate. You know, it doesn't sort of start out malty sweet. It starts out with a deeper malt flavors, but it's all aspects of nutty, toasty, chocolatey. But the chocolate is a lesser flavor there. It's definitely American in the balance. It's a stronger beer, and it has a higher bitterness. The malt flavors are more prominent as well. My biggest knock on it, I guess, is the nose, which seemed fairly neutral, even when it warms up. Yeah, I mean, it might have gone from low to medium low, but it's still basically grainy, nutty, lightly chocolatey. Just a little esters, that's about it. So, I'll give it an 8 overall, and that totals to a 43. Mostly, it's a good representation of the American balance in the flavor, getting the pumped up malt flavors, like a Northern English Brown on steroids, with balanced bitterness, not background bitterness. These beers can get hoppier, but as commercial beers go, you know, you mostly look for, does it have the right malt quality, and does it have sufficient hops? And does it have a sort of an American yeast profile? And this matches that on all those regards. So that's a Bell's Best Brown Ale, Category 10C American Brown.